Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Mitzi Painzesh. Hello, Mitzi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really well.
I'll bet you are. Your very first book, and it's called Perfectly Crazy. The publisher is New Year Publishing, Inc., and it is romantic fiction. You describe it as a love story with some adventure, some travel, an unexpected turn of events, all kinds of intrigue, yes?
Yes, yes, lots of intrigues in it.
All right, so it's your first book. What made you want to write your first book?
To tell you the truth, it was always my dream to be a writer. I just never really had the opportunity or the time to do or pursue this. I kind of got sidetracked because I became first a medical doctor. I was a neurologist. Then when I came to America afterwards, I became lab managers. Laboratories I was working. And I never really had the time. And then last year, I just ended up having to have a lot of time, and I had this character in my mind. So I thought, well, this reminds me, this character, to my mom. And I started to write, and that's what ended up having. I mean, I ended up having this story. I really thought that it was something that might be interesting to others.
Again, the book is called Perfectly Crazy. Give me a little bit of about the plot.
Well, the plot is basically just a love story, a very romantic story. This is about two best friends who end up being a couple, and it's completely unexpected for both of them because they are both happily married for a long time, and they just never think that this is going to happen. And then they have obstacles all the way along, and it's I think you have to read it to see what it is, but it has lots of travel in it, beautiful scenery. It's in San Diego, and some of the scenes are in Milan and Venice. They are beautiful cities in Italy. And I guess, you know, the story comes through these two person kind of connecting to each other all through these obstacles.
Now, you mentioned your mom inspired the book somewhat. Did she inspire the character or characters, or did she inspire the plot, or both?
Probably the character, because my mom and my dad, when they met, it was a completely unexpected, just like in this book. Neither of them expected that they would end up together, and it still happened that way.
How did you come up with the title, Perfectly Crazy?
That is a very funny thing, that the original title was The Perfect Man. And I always joke about it. If somebody asks, I always tell people that it had to be changed because there is no such thing. I'm sorry to say that, but actually the reason was I found out there was a other book, or actually it was a movie that was titled The Perfect Man. So I thought that The Perfectly Crazy would really describe very well what this plot and is about.
How about your own personal experiences? How are they reflected in the story?
Well, because of my background, being a medical doctor, there are lots of health questions in this. And I am reluctant to say too much about the plot because, you know, obviously if you read it, then you find out what is it about. But there is an illness in it that, you know, might be devastating to one of the characters. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand, so it's one of my experiences. All of the sceneries that are in the book, I've been either living or I've been there, so in a sense, I have an emotional connection to them. So that's how it is reflected, I guess.
Mitzi, do you still practice medicine, or are you a full-time author now?
No, I am actually CEO of a small laboratory right now, but since I work part-time, I actually have time for, and I have a second story already half-made, which will be titled Perfectly Accidental.
And you have the plot already swirling around
in
your head?
I have already 11 chapters written on it.
Oh, wow.
And you know, what is very, very interesting about this process, when I wanted to become an author or started writing, I thought the authors or the writers come up with a story and just they write it down. And it didn't happen to me that way. I was surprised myself, just like these two characters when they find each other. They just didn't expect that ending. And I had the same experience because I came up with this character, Nell. She's my main character and she's interested in fashion. That's probably me because I'm very fashion conscious, I guess. So she came from lots of different sources, but when I started the book, I started to think with her head. So when I sit down at the computer, I didn't know what the next chapter will be. I was thinking, well, what would Nell do in this situation? And that's how it came. So like the second story, I have no idea what the ending will be. I have the two characters moving around in the book, and you know, they will tell me what the ending will be.
Well, that's a very interesting process. It's almost as if you're stepping outside of yourself and becoming another person, yes?
I think it's kind of like a creative outlet. I don't know. I mean, I am surprised myself. I didn't expect it that way. So somebody was just asking me, is it possible that these characters, you know, just step out of your head? And I said, well, I didn't know it either, but this is how it happens to me. Could be other authors have a different perspective or different way of seeing these things.
Well, it sounds like your first book was a very fun experience, a very fun process. Once again, Mitzi Painzeh, she wrote her first book called Perfectly Crazy. Thank you, Mitzi.
Thank you very much.